Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today's Tuesday, 28th of May, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open flat to negative following GIFT Nifty trends, which indicates a loss of 14 points for the broader index. In the previous session, record run continued on the Lal Street, with benchmark indices hitting fresh all-time high, led by buying seeing in realty, banking and IT stocks. However, the last hour's selling erased all the day's gains as Nifty and Sensex ended the day flat to negative. Today, the pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty might see an immediate resistance of 23063 level with a support placed at 22880. Now let's look at some of the stocks to watch out in today's trading session. Firstly, LIC, after it came out with better than expected Q4 results, with its net premium income jumping more than 15%, while net profit rose over 2% in the March ended quarter. The board also recommended a final dividend of 6 rupees per share. Secondly, shares of Natco Pharma will be in focus after revenue climbed 19% year-on-year in Q4, whereas net profit rose over 40% year-on-year. Thirdly, HPCL, after the board recommended a bonus issue of 1 share for every 2 shares held. Fourthly, Adani Energy, after the board approved a fundraising plan for an aggregate amount not exceeding 12,500 crore rupees through QIP or another permissible mode. And finally, Praveek, after the company bought 51% stake in Abhik Advertising and Bidhan Advertising. Some of the block deals to watch out in trade today is Timken India and Inox Wind. Now shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. US markets remained shut on account for Memorial Day. Meanwhile, Asian markets were range-bound this morning as investors assessed comments from the European Central Bank officials signaling that rate cuts may be on the horizon for the world's largest economic bloc. The dollar waned this morning following a slight pickup in risk appetite, but it held tight ranges against its peers ahead of key inflation data from major economies this week. In the commodities market, oil prices were steady in early trading session as investors awaited inflation data to assess future US monetary policy path and the production policy decisions from the OPEC Plus meeting, which is scheduled to be conducted on June 2. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Ashish Bahite talking about what he sees for markets after the record run continues. Listen in.
Good evening, Yatin. A good sector rotation is happening in Nifty, and we can clearly see mid-cap IT, and specifically IT stocks are now picking up and they are supporting well Nifty, and so is the bank Nifty. Okay. This was a pure underperformer for a very long time, but now started picking up, and as you see, today tend to cross 200 EMA. But some have failed to close below it, but reaching above 200 EMA, closing above will going to propel SGFC to new highs, and at least 1600 is the near-term high which we are seeing SGFC to move to. However, Bank Nifty looks strong on charts, and the way Bank Nifty is playing, I think 50,000 and 50,400 can be seen in coming weeks in Bank Nifty. One can go long in Nifty and Bank Nifty both. The stop loss which Nifty is required to keep in Nifty is 22,850 around Nifty. And similarly in Bank Nifty, the stop loss which should be kept is 49,000 exactly. And we think 50,000 and 50,400 can be levels can be seen in Bank Nifty.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.